with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
657 on 960 The Quake. Our Quake News Team special on the upcoming June primary election in just a moment. But first, let's find out what's happening today on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We have in position Paul Wells and Will Durst somewhere in America. Willie Brown, too. Hi, guys.
Hey. Hey, John. Willie Brown right here.
Hey, hey, hey. How are you?
In good shape, and it's going to be a good day.
Hey, yeah. Willie Brown. Will Durst here on Olive Avenue in Burbank.
In Burbank, of all places.
In lovely and talented Burbank, yes.
Is that this country?
I got Stephanie Miller right next studio to me.
Very good, very good. And today we've had Marianne Akers on. She's going to come in to us, as usual, from Washington, D.C.
That's right. It's D.C. Thursday. We got Bob Summerbee calling us from there as well.
Right, and you got a second guy on who's on your world of comic circus, don't we?
Yes, we have that gentleman we know as Jimmy Dore, and his pop and politics are at the punchline.
And all of that should be good as we cover the issues. Immigration, big time. Should Nancy Pelosi have said, Mr. Jefferson, step aside? Is it racism involving Barry Bonds, as the Chronicle so graphically attempts to put it today for discussion purposes?
Boy, they have a big article on the front page of the paper. It's titled The Debate Over Race, and it takes up most of the front page.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
And in multiple colors, which automatically means race.
No pun intended.
There you go, John. It's all happening this morning.
All right, guys. Thanks. Looking forward to the next Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, which is coming up momentarily. Our special in the June primary coming up. First, though, more news and downloadable audio and real-time traffic information available 24/7. Go to our website for more at quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco. 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News as we look at the upcoming June 6th primary election.
A big issue on the ballot in June for the city and county of San Francisco, how to stem the city's high homicide rate. Coming off a 10-year high of 96 homicides last year, many in the Western Addition. The city is under the gun, as it were, to come up with a homicide prevention plan. And the plan the Board of Supes is putting forward is a homicide prevention council. This is Proposition A, a charter amendment. It would let the city set aside $10 million from the city's general fund for the next 3 years for violence prevention and intervention programs, and also set up a homicide prevention council to develop and revise yearly a homicide prevention plan. Mayor Newsom would appoint 5 residents to the council and the Board of Supervisors appointing 6. If it's approved, the council would hit the ground running with a November deadline to come up with a vision and game plan for cutting back on homicides in San Francisco.
960 The Quake urges you to register, get out, and vote. For more information, go to quakeradio.com.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awenty Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting OAKLANDVOTE to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 7:03. This time we're brought to you by the Hyundai Challenge. A little bit of everything this morning. Menlo Park. You hit the Bayfront Expressway coming off the Dumbarton westbound landscaper truck blocking the left lane. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge toll plaza backed up to the 880 overpass. No problems in the upper deck right now. San Bruno at the airport off-ramp, 101 northbound. Car blocking part of the right lane. New two-car crash in Fremont, 680 northbound before Durham Road. And our one North Bay problem at the moment is 101 northbound at the central San Rafael exit. A car stalled in the right lane. Go to our website at quakeradio.com and get real-time 24/7 traffic updates whenever you need it. The Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, and we invite folks to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. Why are we better than France? The age-old question answered at the bottom of the hour. Now, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
7:04 when we're live from the Hotel Vitale on the San Francisco waterfront, corner of Mission and Embarcadero, where we just had President Carter come by a little while ago. He had breakfast. He had yogurt, banana, and raisin bran, Mr. Mayor.
Did you eat with him?
No, I did shake his hand, though.
Oh, that's good. He's departed already?
He has gotten ready to depart, yes.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have him on the air.
We've invited him.
Yes, yes. He should be on the air. I'm sorry he wasn't here to say hello to the peanut man.
Were you at the event last night, Mr. Brown?
No, but it was at my office.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I had an interesting alternative. The Academy of Arts University had its graduation exercise last night.
That was fashion night.
And it's always a fashion show, and they awarded 4 honorary degrees to different people for their contribution to the fashion world. Then they gave out scholarships, and they had a fashion show and a dinner party afterwards. And I evaluated Jack Carter versus, 16 to 20 Christine Aguilar lookalikes. And it just seemed to me far more important at that moment that
yes,
I do the lookalikes.
I totally understand.
That I do the lookalikes. Great graduation exercise, though. My friend Wilkes Bashford got an honorary degree. A fellow who was the deputy mayor of Paris got an honorary degree. Christine Girard, a famous designer. Alex McQueen got an honorary degree, and the head of Macy's got an honorary degree. Not a bad night.
And where did that take you? Where was that held?
That was held at their Morgan Auditorium. You know that beautiful old church on Mason and Post? It was a church. It's now been converted to an auditorium and a display hall or venue. It's called the Morgan. I guess it's named after somebody named Julia Morgan, who must have donated or must have been important.
Oh, no, Julia Morgan, a big architect.
You got it.
Yes.
You got it.
In the, what was it called, craft style?
That's the building that was so appropriately designed, and it's been preserved, protected historically, right there in downtown San Francisco. So it was quite an occasion.
I think she was important in the construction of San Simeon. I seem to remember that.
You?
So that's
were
right.
You there?
No. Oh. I transported a couple of the animals. But,
oh, I see. All
yeah,
right.
that was the extent of my participation.
Yeah.
Well, so the after event was at Post Rio, which is like 2 doors away?
Up 2 or 3 doors away. Yeah. You just walk up the street. It was a good night. It was a very good night. And then we wake up this morning to what John Scott talked about when he said a moment ago that why is San Francisco and California better than France? It's very simple. Just a ton of great wine. And the competition for wine, and I'm really giving him what have you, he'll do the detail, but the Cabernet Sauvignon as well as the Chardonnay. I think it was Stag Leap's Cabernet Sauvignon and Chateau Montalino Chardonnay. Dusted the French.
Oh, no kidding.
Absolutely.
Sacre bleu.
All blind testing. So, yeah, you'll hear more about that, though, from John Scott later on in the program. In that same paper, however, the Barry
Not
Bonds
just better
thing,
wine, we have better beer, too.
Yeah, the Barry Bonds thing, Will, is bigger than ever. The question of race. And the Chronicle carefully selected all of these people who are, in many cases, black, who proceed to say, we're black and we think Barry Bonds did thus and so. We don't think he's being mistreated. We don't think race is an issue. They only have one person in there who says race is possibly an issue, and it's Danny Glover. As I scan the paper, there are probably more, but in the interest of fair play.
A person of race.
Yeah.
How odd.
And they said, it's interesting, they have a story in there about how obviously Babe Ruth had some issues. He was not as he is currently portrayed, but because of the incredible media coverage that you now receive as a sports figure, you are not in a position where you can, dispute how they define you. And so Babe Ruth becomes off as this incredible person who lived a pristine life, who set an image for all the little kids who want to play baseball, in spite of the fact that the facts in his biography and in the reports of his autobiographical sketches all demonstrate just the opposite.
Well, the sports reporting was a little bit different back then. America kind of needed a hero during the Depression. They weren't going to talk about all the different mistresses that he had. They weren't going to find out what he was taking. Even though it was during Prohibition, liquor was illegal. I mean, that was a performance-enhancing substance to him. I don't understand all the outcry. I think this is a... People need a bad guy. And Barry, unfortunately, has given them a face to put on that bad guy.
They also have a great story in there in the newspaper today about all the people who waited out in McCovey Cove to get 715. Yeah, to get 715 and what they hope to do with it. And the elaborate effort that's being made to secure it is just absolutely mind-boggling.
You know, I don't think he's going to hit it tomorrow night. I don't think he's going to hit it Friday night. Because I think all the people, the silly, silly people with their flash bulbs, they're taking flash photographs at a baseball stadium. Do you know how far that flash is effective? Do you know the efficacy of a flash on one of those little tiny cameras? It's about 6 to 8 feet, 12 tops. And they're at a baseball stadium. He's 200 feet away.
Yes,
so,
but
I think it's distracting. I think he'll hit it during the daytime, either Saturday or Sunday. And then maybe people will stop taking the flash photographs.
No, I don't think they'll ever stop doing the flash photographs. Just like I don't think they'll do it right here on 960 The Quake. I must tell you, Will, you and I in competition with each other because you are going to be at the Commonwealth Club next week.
Yes.
I was there about a week ago, and I invited people to come. And I'm now beginning to notice that people are actually showing up to have a cup of coffee with us from the Commonwealth Club. Now, I don't want you going there and paying anybody to do that. But we got a couple of people who are here having coffee with us, and they want to talk about the Laguna Honda thing. And I told them that that issue had been previously discussed with Joe O'Donohue, Tony Hall, and a couple of other people, that we cover everything long before most people even focus on it.
What prop is that? Is that prop or for crumb's sake?
No, it's a prop that would deal with the issue of whether or not you can have certain kind of patients at Laguna Honda. Do you have the patients who are the old people entitled to extended care, as was traditionally the reason why Laguna Honda was originally financed by and created by city government. So it's an interesting contrast because there are now people in the mayor's office, including the mayor and the director of health. I might add, a gentleman whom I appointed says that that proposed measure is much too restrictive, that the decisions that are currently being made are consistent with good medical judgment, in that there should not be the stripping of that discretionary authority currently reposed in them. And then on the other hand, the advocates on the other side say it's kind of a safety issue, that all these people are very old, and that when you introduce another generation of people out there, some of whom may be bipolar or otherwise,
mentally
they tend
distressed.
To place a danger.
Yeah, yes.
They tend to place a danger. And so it's going to be debated. over the next several months.
Well, we've had proponents of both sides on our little show.
Yes, we have. And I wish you'd stop calling it the little show. It is a big show with the kind of awards that we're receiving. And by the way, you're supposed to show up for a lunch on the 8th. I think it's the 8th here in San Francisco because we're being honored.
Get out of here.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. And I think the bosses above anticipate that we will come to the luncheon at the Nikko Hotel for the purpose of appropriately receiving the award.
Which award is this?
I think it's the one that the women organization gave us.
The EGOWB?
I don't know what
that's
those
ex-girlfriends of Willie Brown.
Oh, I never have permitted you to involve yourself in this discussion at all.
Hey, I got a laugh out of you. That's all I care about.
You should stay down there in Los Angeles. Well, we don't want you back here.
Oh, they don't want me here either. Although this afternoon, the reason that I'm down here is I'm doing a little gig for the California Business Roundtable. And supposedly I'm going to see your buddy, the governor, down here. He's supposed to be at the same luncheon that I'm at. He's not going to be able to stick around for my little witty performance. But
well, what you got to do, though, if he is there, you've got to push your way past the security guys and says, hey, listen, Governor, Willie Brown told me to tell you hello and to see what color the tie you're wearing.
Aha! Uh-huh.
He is concerned about the kind of ties you wear that show up on TV and how they show up on TV.
He's been going for the pastels a lot lately, hasn't he?
That's what he's doing for the spring. We talked about that last Friday when I had lunch with him over at Lisa Trolls, and he was quite resplendent in his chalk gray suit, white shirt, and gold tie. And I must tell you, he looked good.
Yeah, well, he's kind of got blondie hair. It's not really dark.
Well, you know, I highlight my hair, too.
You're doing a good job.
No question about it. By the way, the polls also show that Miss Angelitas has surged ahead of Mr. Wesley.
No.
Which is exactly what I predicted.
He's overcome a 13-point deficit?
He's 3 up.
Just by appearing on TV with his opponent?
Well, I think that I also think that the incredible amount of money spent independent of Mr. Angelitas on commercials that were much better than Mr. Angelitas is because they didn't use Mr. Angelitas. They used teachers and firefighters and nurses and other people, police officers, to make the case for him. And they make a good, creditable case as they go about saying, you know, he did this for us. And Mr. Wesley, on the other hand...
Isn't that funny that the most effective commercials are the ones that have him in it the least?
Yes.
It's almost like a Mel Brooks movie. Mel Brooks movies are inversely proportionately funny to the amount of time that he spends in the film.
Well, that also is the case last fall with Governor Schwarzenegger in those four initiatives that were on the ballot that he was doing battle with.
That the public rebuffed him on.
No question. A poll showed that every time he made the case, he lost points. When someone else made the case, it was a better deal. And so now
it's like Bush and Social Security. The more he talked about it, the worse it got.
And I think the governor is going to get smart this time around. He has been doing things with other people and letting you just sneak in with your flash bulbs and take a shot of him. He has not been doing those stage deals unless the stage deals involved Fabian and Don Parada and others making announcements about what he's doing and intends to do.
Right. Even the infrastructure public photo op that he had the other day outside the Col de Cotano, I mean, he had Parada with him.
That's right.
So he's doing this very smart.
And Parada was the only Democrat that would agree to show up. He tried to get others to show up, but the other Democrats did not. And now they're kicking themselves because it had such wide coverage. And when they said what they said about the infrastructure...
Oh, he lost a lot of Contra Costa voters, though. People who couldn't get through that tunnel. Kind of a little ticked off because they had their day was delayed by an hour or so, so the governor could have a photo op outside the proposed fourth bore.
Okay, well, let's talk about that in just just a couple of more minutes. You stick around on there with some coffee. I'm going to have some coffee with some people here, and we're going to come back in just a couple of minutes.
And Marianne Akers will be joining us from Roll Call Newspaper in D.C., our D.C. Thursday. She writes the column, Heard It on the Hill. And to be exact, those morning show accolades, SF Weekly voted Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, best AM morning talk show. And so did Women in Radio and Television, the Golden Gate chapter. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues in a moment, 718 on 960 The Quake.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally, the whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Golden Apple Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price of participation may vary.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1%? Of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Good morning, 7:21, and live from the Hotel Vitale, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Down at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, I'm Paul Wells, here with Willie Brown. Will Durston joining us from Washington, D.C. She writes, Heard on the Hill for Roll Call, Marianne Akers. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Marianne. Willie Brown here, and Will Durst is down in Southern California.
Wow. All right. Is he on with us?
Hey, Marianne. Yes, I am. I'm here in lovely Burbank.
Fantastic.
And the news here is, well, the weather's nice. It's smoggy. What's the news in D.C.? What's happening there?
Well, just to give you a quick weather report, we got a little bit of smog, probably not as much as you have down in Burbank, and it's nice and warm, but big news on the William Jefferson raid, the raid on Congressman Jefferson's office, and oddly enough, now you've got Republican leaders demanding the return of all the documents seized from this Democratic lawmaker's office, so it's pretty wild, and very rare when you have Speaker Hastert teaming up with Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to demand much of anything, much less the return of documents from a Democratic lawmaker's office.
And what is it that I just saw a note a minute ago that Nancy Pelosi has asked Mr. Jefferson to resign from the Ways and Means Committee?
That's right. She did ask him to step down from the Ways and Means Committee. Really, secretly, Democratic leaders would like him to resign from Congress altogether. So by asking him to step down from his very powerful position on a very powerful committee, it's sort of basically asking him to please step outside.
Resign from Congress altogether? No, they want him to disappear. They want him to vanish in a puff of smoke and not leave anything left behind, including a trail or any residue of the $90,000 in cold, hard cash, with the emphasis on the cold that was found
right.
in his freezer.
And you know, it was funny because when the details came out from the Justice Department, the FBI raid, we found out that money was in his Capitol Hill refrigerator, not down in Louisiana. Remember, we had been worried that maybe it had washed away in the flood, Hurricane Katrina. But anyway, yeah, it's been something else. And, you know, essentially, Republican leaders and Democratic leaders are coming together and saying, this is, we think, a violation of separation of powers. And this was the first ever unprecedented FBI raid on a sitting lawmaker's office. It was quite extraordinary.
In the Capitol.
On Capitol Hill, in any office, exactly. The offices are not in the Capitol unless you're a leader. They're in the House and Senate office buildings. This was the first FBI raid ever on a sitting U.S. lawmaker's office.
Wow.
Query, isn't this the second a member on the Democratic side of the aisle that has been asked to step aside or has stepped aside as a result of an investigation? Didn't I read someplace where Mulahan?
Alan Mulahan, yes. Well, that is a little bit different because, yes, Alan Mulahan is the ranking member on the House Ethics Committee. So because he is now accused of ethics violations, you can't quite have him sitting on the House Ethics Committee, which is exploring the alleged misbehavior of other members. That just doesn't make sense. So, of course, you're going to have to ask him to step down. But asking William Jefferson to step down from his position on Ways and Means is a little bit different. That's really saying, look, we think you've really screwed up. It looks like the writing's on the wall, and we just don't want you to be a prominent face in our party right now, especially when Democrats are trying to win on the notion of culture of corruption. Well, they kind of blew that, right? It's a little bit difficult for them to be out there talking about the culture of corruption in the Republican Party when they've got two members under investigation.
On the precedent set inside, did not Bob Ney on the Republican side step aside from some assignment he had?
That's right. He was a chairman of the House Administration Committee, and he had to step down as well. And the Republican leaders, again, here we are in one of the most brutally tense mid-year elections ever. And they didn't want Bob Ney, as a prominent committee chairman, to be a face of the Republican Party.
Right.
I mean, they already had the Tom DeLay Party, and, of course, the problem, they had to ask him to...
The Tom DeLay Party, I like that, yeah.
They forced him out, the Tom DeLay Party. Well, that's what Democrats have been hoping for, but then he had to step down as majority leader, so they had to scrap all those ads.
And this is Marian Akers, of course, on 9 Sick to the Quake. She comes with us on D.C. Thursdays as well, appropriately describes that this day, Marian. And you, of course, have other things that you've been covering other than just the two that we've mentioned. What else is happening in Washington?
Well, let's see. What else do we have? Looks like we're going to have a little vote on the immigration bill in the Senate. To me, big snooze fest. I'm bored to tears over the immigration thing. I think it's going to pass. But then, of course, when it goes to conference, I can guarantee you not much is going to happen, if anything. They'll just fight it out. Too controversial to pass something like that in an election year. And then, of course, they're going to have the first vote on one of the president's judicial nominees, Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, Kavanaugh.
Circuit Court of Appeals. This is going to be interesting. It looks like he's a shoo-in. He's going to get an up or down vote, and I believe that they will approve him. The person to watch in this is Senator Hillary Clinton. How do you think she's going to vote on Brett Kavanaugh, one of Ken Starr's deputies who helped impeach her husband?
Should be an interesting confrontation by the lady.
It should be. And either way, it's going to be a story in certainly the New York papers, if not other national papers. If she votes against him, well, we know what the lead will be. She votes against the prosecutor who helped. Right.
The mean man who tried to pin her husband to the wall.
Exactly. If she votes for him.
She's going against her husband.
Right. So that's going to be interesting. That'll be something to watch.
Are there legitimate, justifiable reasons why some Democrats may be voting against him?
Well, sure. He's very conservative, and they have concerns about his involvement in a number of Bush administration initiatives, including eavesdropping, including the Iraq war, including, you know, anything that he could have had his pulse on as a lawyer in the Bush White House.
So she could very easily justify on the grounds of legitimacy and substance if she wished to, but because of the Ken Starr connection, it makes a problem for
It's going to be fodder for the right-wing blogs, certainly.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll be fun to read the blogs after this vote takes place, which could be today or tomorrow.
Really? Is there confirmation hearings? Are they going to ask him questions before
they
vote?
Well, they've already done that.
Oh, and we
missed
that.
He's already had his hearing.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so we've already done that, and he had his adorable little baby sitting on his wife's lap, you know, the whole great looking, they wonderful pictures in the newspapers. And he's actually a very nice guy.
I'd have to rent the baby. If I were up for confirmation.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea.
Rent a couple of kids.
Business.
Yeah, have different colored kids, you know, all in a row.
I think that sounds like it. Yeah, okay, if this gossip business doesn't work out for me, that's a great idea.
Yeah, you can provide a rent-a-kid service.
Marianne's rent-a-baby.
You are predicting that he will be approved, and I assume that means that there's not been a campaign mounted by anybody who normally would put these things together to block him, and there are no evidence. There's no evidence of any Republican not voting for him.
Well, I don't believe there will be a Republican who won't vote for him. But, yeah, sure, initially when he was nominated and before his hearings, yeah, there were progressive and liberal groups worried about Bush's judicial nominees who opposed him. Absolutely. And you will absolutely see Democrats voting against him. But I do believe he will be approved. I do believe that they'll get enough Democratic support that he'll go through. And so that's one thing. The other thing we should talk about, and I don't know if we need to take a break, is the FBI seeking to interview House members.
We will get to that.
Let's hold on that for a second. This is Marianne Akers coming to us from Heard It on the Hill. She'll be back with us in just a second. We're on 960 to play.
And now here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic.
Thank you, gentlemen. 7:31. Let's do the traffic first. Brought to us this time by Wells Fargo. Fremont crash blocking the right lane of 880 southbound at Gateway. Berkeley accident on 80 westbound. Gilman Street motorcycle down. Looks like he's okay, but he's down. Fremont, 680 northbound before Durham Road. Their second problem in that area. Two-car crash. May have the left lane blocked. Metering lights are on. Approach is okay, save that little problem at Gilman Street. But 580 and 880 up to the maze, all right. The metering lights are on. The back comes to the foot of that maze. Someday, you'd like to make some home improvements, renovations, or even send your kid to college. Today, you can get a home equity account from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Get started today at Wells Fargo, the next stage. Here's a look at what's happening this hour on 960 The Quake at 7:31. A football-length area stacked 50 feet high with wooden pallets burned the Antioch Marina this morning. Power lines were endangered, so they cut off power in the area. They do have it under control now. pretty spectacular pictures as we looked at the TV this morning, and a little slow on Highway 4 as everyone was looking at it. The marina master ordered boats to be wetted down to protect them. No boats endangered, and a big warehouse next to all those burning pallets has been saved as well by firefighters. One of the highways leading into Yosemite, which has been closed since late April due to a rock slide, will be partially reopened for the big weekend tomorrow. 140 open into the park again, but there'll be one-way traffic controls with flaggers controlling traffic at either end. The attraction of the Golden Gate Bridge to us is almost magnetic. It's quite powerful. The same kind of mystical power that sometimes, unfortunately, leads people to end their lives there. Yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock, church bells rang out across the city 12 times to remind us of the 1,200 people who have killed themselves by jumping off the bridge. About two people per week, every week, jump off the bridge. 25% of them are under the age of 25. Jane Fonda is in the South Bay today signing copies of her book, My Life So Far. She'll be at the Barnes & Noble on Stevens Creek Boulevard in San Jose, 4 o'clock this afternoon. California is superior to France again in many things, some would say, but most, wine. American vintners shocked the wine world 30 years ago when our cabs beat their cabs. Another blind taste test yesterday. The American wineries won again. Mostly sunny, windy, and cooler. Highs around the bay today, 60 in Pacifica, 70 in San Jose and San Rafael, and 72 in Concord, 63 for a high today in San Francisco. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Baskin Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
I'll name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait from the pile up. Chocolate syrup, it's all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Hey guys, this is Will Durst.
Hey Will, and I'm Willie Brown.
Yes, you are.
And did you know that Working Access Wireless provides you with the same service as all the regular carriers, and you don't worry about thinking that you're doing something for the Republican Party.
Well, Working Assets Wireless offers nationwide coverage, and 1% of their customer charges are donated to progressive groups working for a better world at no extra cost to you.
And over the last 20 years, it's produced $50 million for the Planned Parenthood, ACLU, and the Sierra Club.
So join Working Assets, the progressive choice for wireless phone service. That's workingassets.com/quake.
Listen to 960 The Quake weekdays at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for a special look at the June 6th primary election. The candidates, the issues, all presented clearly and concisely. Make sure you are a fully informed voter as you exercise one of our most important rights. Join us daily at 7 a.m. or 4 p.m. or go online. The complete series of reports is also available for download or podcast on our website, quakeradio.com. Whatever you decide, make sure you exercise your right to vote.
Thursday, May 25th, and with us from Washington, D.C., joining Willie Brown and Will Durst, Marianne Akers writes, heard on the Hill for Roll Call.
Marianne, we were talking about the FBI and they're interviewing people. What's the game?
Well, this time they're seeking to interview House members, both Republicans and Democrats, about who may have leaked details of the National Security Agency's domestic surveillance program to the New York Times when the Times first reported on that story back in December.
Oh, for crumb's sake, why don't they worry about the illegality, what's being done, and not who told us about it?
Well, that's not their nature. So they're, you know, they're looking at interviewing some pretty high-level people, including Nancy Pelosi, Pete Hoekstra, who is chairman of that House Intelligence Committee. Hoekstra, has retained his own personal lawyer in this case. Okay, so that's how serious this is getting. And in really sort of big picture, this is highlighting the tremendous amount of tension between the Justice Department and Congress. It's getting out of control, as one member put it the other day.
You know, Marianne,
They better really hope that the Democrats don't take over Congress and or the Senate, because the Justice Department is going to be investigated by the Justice Department.
Oh, yeah, there will be hell to pay. And Democrats will hold hearings on everything.
Everything.
Well, Marianne, I think that the other House members who are being approached would be well advised to follow the leadership of the chairperson, get their own lawyer. Mm-hmm. After all, the reason that Martha Stewart ended up doing a little bit of time is she talked to members of the Justice Department and got accused of lying to them. And so House members better understand that they should either shut up or do it only through a lawyer.
Yeah, you're right about that. Absolutely.
And not that I'm looking for business.
But you wouldn't turn it down.
No, but on a serious note, you can't talk to federal authorities in an investigation, even though you're not on the oath, without running the risk of being accused of having made a false statement to a federal official.
Right, and especially in this atmosphere. I mean, seriously, Congress, and whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, members of Congress are seeing what they're calling really extremely aggressive tactics used by the Justice Department and FBI investigators.
You know, FBI flashes a badge and says, hey, Willie Brown, FBI, I immediately think, oh, my God, what did I do? What's in my pockets, etc.? And then he proceeds to say, I want to ask you about Will Durst. He's being nominated for ambassador to Los Angeles.
No, Bahamas.
Bahamas.
That's right.
Is this true?
No.
I want the Bahamas.
I can't wait to take a trip.
It's either that or Temptation Island. Yeah.
But there's real danger in talking to federal authorities.
Oh, sure, absolutely, and they know that, and obviously Pete Hoekstra knows it. He's hired his own personal lawyer. But, the atmosphere could not be more tense right now. It's really unbelievable. And it's interesting because Bush had gone to some lengths to repair his relationship with Congress. He sent a number of people up to the Hill to try and smooth relations, his low poll numbers dragging everybody else down. And Republicans are scared to death that they're about to lose control of one or both chambers. So he had done quite a bit with his new chief of staff in trying to smooth those relations. Well, now, guess what? That's all been ruined because of this William Jefferson thing, and now the FBI interviewing members on who leaked the NSA secrets.
Now, if they keep ramping up the antagonism between the two branches, between the executive and Congress, what happens when Democrats get in there? I mean, is this going to turn into armed combat eventually? Just because it keeps getting, you know, people keep talking about how comatose it was back in the 50s, you know, how Lyndon Johnson got along with all the Republicans, and yes, they were on different sides, but they shook hands and were civil to one another, and now there's just sniping, and eventually, I think, there's going to be armed camps.
Well, I don't think we're going to see all that.
All right.
You know, I don't think we're going to have a civil war here on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, Shiites and Sunnis. Yeah, it's just wishful thinking on my part.
But, yeah, you're right. And people do harken back to the old days. Oh, it was, you know, the comedy, and LBJ got along with everybody. Well, LBJ would eat his own to make sure he won. So that's really different. He, you know, wanted to have his name on all of the his great accomplishments, and he was very successful at that. But, yeah, no, it's weird, and it's exciting to be a reporter because, let me tell you, we have a front row seat in quite a very exciting time.
Marianne Akers, you're listening to here on 960 The Quake. She started by telling us that the Speaker and the Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, together have made demands for the return of certain documents. What happens if that demand isn't responded to positively, you think, Marianne?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, right now there's clearly a standoff. Apparently, there were some discussions between the administration and the Republican and Democratic leaders on the Hill about perhaps turning those documents over to the House Ethics Committee. Well, that would be one hell of a concession by the Bush White House. I don't know that they're going to do that. How could they do that at this point? I mean, that would be just a huge concession. They're going to have to work something out. Now, not all members agree with Hastert and Pelosi. Some say, look, why are we above the law? Sure, you know, there are separation of powers issues here, but if somebody violated the law, we can't live by a different standard than your ordinary citizen who would have his or her office raided. So there's not a unanimous consent here on this.
Yeah, but they can't cry national security on this one. They've been crying national security on everything, all about the NSA, domestic spying, about every lack of every stripping of civil right has been blamed on national security in this one.
Well, that's an interesting point. Yeah, they have cried national security, and you just said civil rights. Well, here is the big concern among several people. FBI comes in, they raid William Jefferson's office. Well, look, frankly, it doesn't look good for William Jefferson. It doesn't look good at all.
That's a nice understatement.
But, right, okay. But what if they come in and raid somebody else's office? And what if that member has documents unrelated to that particular FBI investigation about a government whistleblower? What would the FBI do then with that information?
What if it's a Democratic administration and an FBI that's responsive to a Democratic administration, which is coming into a Republican congressional office claiming some sort of searching for without a warrant? I think that's what they're worried about. They're worried about setting a precedent.
Right. They're worried about the slippery slope, and they're worried that, okay, now what next? If the FBI goes in and they raid somebody's office and they find documents completely unrelated to what they're searching for, but happen to be very serious documents that are about a great whistleblower case, blowing the whistle on some government misdeed.
Right, like the middle of an investigation or something.
Well, then what?
Well, you've got to remember that this is a search that was sanctioned by the courts. There was a warrant issued for the Mr. Jefferson's office, and there was specified items to be looked at and to be found. Ordinarily, the court does not permit the admissibility of evidence gained in a search warrant unrelated to the contents of the warrant unless that evidence in and of itself is of a contraband nature or is of a nature that is not sanctioned by law.
So they can't do a scattershot warrant looking for anything incriminating.
You can challenge that and you can suppress that evidence.
And you have to specify what you're looking for.
In order to get the warrant, not only do you have to specify it, you have to lead the court to believe that you know that it's somewhere there. And so, and by the way, when you turn over the items or return them to someone else, I guarantee you the government's made a copy of them. So it's not like they're giving up.
Well, they should follow the Willie. They should follow the Willie Brown advice, which is to never put anything down on paper.
Well, we should. I should pass that along to them.
All right, you're listening to Marianne Akers. She comes to us every Thursday on our DC Thursdays, and she's always full of tidbits of information. Sometimes tongue in cheek, funnier than Will Durst on many
occasions. Much, and much prettier too. Thanks for joining us, Ms. Akers. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Char some flesh for us.
I'm going to the beach, and y'all have a great one, too.
All right. Thank you.
At 7:47, our next segment, it's the Burst of Durst, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Did she say y'all?
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a Burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:51, well, it's your turn.
Why, thank you, Paul. Well, this week saw George Bush call the partial, incomplete, temporary formation of a new Iraqi government a turning point, which is exciting, right? I mean, everybody wants to be in on a turning point. It's a watershed moment. Like being able to say, you started listening to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie right from the beginning. But if you take a closer look, this is exactly the same thing he called the parliamentary elections in January and the forming of a temporary governing council in July of 2003, which was a turning point in the history of the Middle East. All three times the Iraqis voted in the last year have been a turning point for Iraqi citizens. When we invaded, turning point. When he wore a jumpsuit on the USS Lincoln, turning point. When Donald Rumsfeld was finally able to tweak his prescription bomb to soothe that irritable bowel syndrome. You got it. Turning point in the sitting demeanor of the Secretary of Defense. So that's what, like 18 turning points? And if we assign each point a turn, a weight of 20 degrees, we've come full circle. Right back where we started from. Only now, our pockets are stuffed full of really sharp turning points. We've also gone through a couple of turning points here in America. And the consensus is the direction we're pointing is away. Away from George Bush and his oil-based oligarchies. Away from politics as usual. Away from wherever we were before. And hopefully, it's a turning point from which we will never revisit again. And that's your Burst of Durst for today.
All right. Yay. I think I will recall your Burst of Durst every time I hear the word, oh, it's a turning point in my life. I was saying, I didn't know you were an Iraqi.
They've had a lot of turning points. I feel bad for these people.
Yeah, yeah. I love the fact that you rolled back to the elections back in January and a turning point, and all of a sudden, it must have been, as you said, what, 20 degrees? Or some other small amount? Very good. Burst of Durst. Instead, we got a caller.
Yes, Nora in Sonoma has been listening this morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning.
Good morning. You were talking about turning points. Well, they keep turning right, and they're going in circles all the time.
We've come full circle.
Yeah, I'm calling about Representative William Jefferson's office being raided by the executive branch's FBI, and how that's an assault on the legislative branch. What bothers me as a person out here, you know, who's a voter and writes to my representatives in Congress, what does that mean for the security of my correspondence to them? I've always sort of felt a little safe, like not really writing to my lawyer or doctor, but similar. And so what does that mean?
Well, I got to tell you, in response, it means that whatever you send to an elected official could ultimately be published. After all, we had what was called freedom of information, and that includes access to that person's files by inquiring journalists like people from The Quake, of people from ABC, of people from any of the news organizations. And the fact that the FBI goes in, the FBI under this warrant is looking for particular items. And unless the item you sent meets that call and meets that standard, it cannot be published. And so from that sense of the word, you're still somewhat safe. But go roll back to freedom of information. I think the letter you write to an elected official is ultimately subject to being published through the process of the Freedom of Information, unless, of course, you make it clear that you want this to be confidential. And then I assume smart legislators will put this outside of the realm of items to be discovered under the Freedom of Information, because after all, under the Freedom of Information, theoretically, it's the information that you're using as an elected official to ultimately make the decisions that you make. And it may not be that a personal correspondence from a constituent is in that category. I should also tell you that it's not unprecedented for an agency, law enforcement agency of government, to raid somebody's office. Will Durst will remember, and so will Paul Wells, the scene about 3 or 4 years ago of 25 FBI agents over at City Hall going through Doris Ward's office. She was the assessor at that time. And they spent a good 5 hours in there. Ultimately, they found nothing against Miss Ward whatsoever. But the damage had been done. because those big words, FBI,
mm-hmm.
on the back of a person's jacket on the morning news, on the afternoon news, on the evening news, and then repeated again the next day, was so devastating that the voters assumed something really bad. And so it
so
seems
it's just a perception sometimes.
Absolutely. So it seems to me a good law enforcement would be responsive to the way in which I tried to handle it in Sacramento. And that was I simply wrote them a letter and said, listen, if you want something from this Capitol, you call me. And I will make the arrangements to have it delivered to you appropriately, thereby saving my house and my membership the indignity of assumptions by perception. Of course, I got no response from that letter. But I made the offer.
Nationally televised perp walk.
Yeah. I made the offer.
And then an apology on page 18, you know, of the New York Observer.
But I think that's the way it should be handled. The leadership should say, you want information, whatever you tell us you want, we will get it to you. Just don't come up here invading the territory.
There you go.
And whatever it is you want, we'll give it to you right here.
Yeah, whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
I got to meet Lola.
Name is Martha Stewart. The real name is Martha Stewart.
At least we got that criminal off the streets.
But my newest grandchild goes by the name of Lola.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Her real name is Lourdes.
Lourdes?
Lourdes. L-O-R-D-I-S. Lourdes.
Yes. That's beautiful.
But we call her Lola because that's what her little two-year-old brother calls her.
D.C. Thursday. We'll continue in another segment with Mother Jones' brand new investigative Washington, D.C. Bureau chief, James Ridgway.
Oh, he's
keeping
good.
It real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The head of the Veterans Administration, Jim Nicholson, is telling lawmakers on Capitol Hill that he's upset not only that records of millions of veterans were stolen, but also that the VA took nearly 3 weeks to make it public.
As a veteran myself, I have to tell you that I'm outraged. I'm frankly mad as hell.
Nicholson promises a complete investigation with an eye toward revamping security procedures at his agency. Major Amtrak trouble between Washington and New York. The power's out. The trains are stopped. Tens of thousands of commuters are stranded. Amtrak spokeswoman Karina Romero says diesel locomotives are being called in to pull the electric trains out of tunnels.
Our priority right now is to remove several trains from tunnels outside New York and Baltimore. We have removed one Amtrak train from the BNP tunnel outside Baltimore and one New Jersey transit train from the Hudson River tunnel. We're using diesel locomotives to pull those trains from the tunnel.
The Senate's expected to approve an immigration bill today, among other things, that would beef up border security, start a new guest worker program, and provide for possible citizenship for illegal immigrants. It'll have to be reconciled with the House version, which generally is limited to border security. The government says the economy grew at a 5.3% annual pace in the first quarter of this year. Bob Dieterich of RDG Economics says that's impressive.
True, some people were expecting it to be revised up even more, but that's their mistake. I don't think that's the crucial element. The crucial element is that we had a very strong quarter.
The 5.3% rate, in fact, was the best in 2.5 years. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales were down 2% last month. That's about what was expected, partly because of higher mortgage rates. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says if he can't agree with Hamas within 10 days on the nature of a Palestinian state alongside Israel, then he plans to call a national referendum on the issue. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Good morning, it's 8:04, and this report is brought to you by the Hyundai Challenge. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Fire this morning at the Antioch Marina, real big fire. Now, it's not impacting freeway traffic necessarily, but you can't see it from Highway 4 around Hillcrest. Fire is under control, by the way. Other problems, San Francisco, 101 northbound near Paul Avenue. Thanks to 415-538-5600 for letting us know that there's a car stalled in the left lane there. Car stalled one of the lanes, 680 southbound at the 280 split in San Jose as well. Gets heavy at the Hoffman split into the maze. The backup is to the maze, basically. The meter ran out. It's on to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. The Hyundai Challenge is on right now, and people are invited to challenge the status quo and to see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. Real-time traffic information available 24/7 on our website, quakeradio.com. It's 8:05 now. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John, and I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst and our guest from Mother Jones Magazine, the new Washington editor of their investigative bureau in D.C., James Ridgway. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Ridgway, how are you?
Fine.
Glad Will Durst here. Is on the line with us. He's down in the studio in Southern California.
Good.
And he's the other half of this team.
Right.
Welcome to our show, Mr. Ridgway.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
So you get fired from the Village Voice,
yeah,
and you end up working for Mother Jones.
Not yeah. fired, let go.
Okay, no. Okay, let go.
No, fired. Fired. They fired the geezer.
Yeah. Oh. Here's a man that's written every book there is on every subject matter of coverage in Washington, D.C. He's been a part of the Village Voice forever. They get bought out by somebody, and that somebody says, you're not writing the stuff that we want to read.
Is that true? Is that what happened?
Well, that's right. Yeah, they killed my column. I had a column for like 30 years. They killed that, and then they wanted me to submit ideas for articles, which I did. Like in immigration, I suggested a couple of things about the Minutemen, and they said, oh, that's boring. Everybody knows about that. I suggested stuff about the New York ports, you know, how they're penetrated by various, you know, so-called terrorists or possible terrorists. Boring.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
How long have you been at the Village Voice, sir?
I've been writing for the Village Voice for 30 years, anyhow, since 75.
Holy moly.
Since Jimmy Carter ran for president.
And speaking of Jimmy Carter, Will, just behind me, there's lined up the usual Secret Service contingent to pick the ex-president up, a former President Carter up, to deliver him to wherever else he's going this morning. So anybody down at the Hotel Vitale, you never know who you're going to see, and in this case it would be Jimmy Carter. Your frame of reference for that man as the president of this nation, we still have a problem with Iran. He had a problem with Iran.
Well, absolutely. Well, we don't deal with Iran. We don't know what they're up to, so we should have it. We've got to have a problem. I mean, we ought to be dealing with these guys. They got the oil. We supposedly want this oil. They got natural gas. I mean, what's the problem? Why can't we deal with them?
And Bush won't even talk to them.
Absolutely, he won't talk to them.
Have you done a column on that yet?
Well, I've written off and on about Iran and the Iran-Iraq war. And you know, after all, we supported Iraq in against Iran. And we supported Saddam. We pumped up Saddam, gave him some poison gas stuff so he could beat the Iranians. And then we knock him off.
Well, that's how we knew he must have had weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
We sold them to him.
Right, absolutely.
We have the receipts.
Absolutely.
In your Mother Jones coverage now, you will just be doing the same kind of column you were doing before?
No, I've got to do what they call in journalism investigative reporting.
Yes.
Which means, I think it means they've got to have like exposés, muckraking kinds of things.
And that's not so easy. Muck?
That's not so easy to do. But basically, I want to get at this energy situation. I don't think the energy stuff is reported in the mainstream press with any, you know, detail. I don't think you can really understand what's going on. I saw like Larry King the other night. He had on the CEO from Chevron. And this guy just went on and on about how wonderful everything was and how the gas prices were really a sign of competition. There's competition in the oil industry.
Is that what they called it?
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of that before. But no one questioned him. No one, you know, his panel was made up of Kay Bailey Hutchinson and pro oil guys. So, yeah, I think there should be some critical stuff done.
Yeah, Senator from Texas is really going to be asking the tough questions of Chevron.
Right, yeah. She's the top recipient, I guess, of oil and gas money. Her campaign is.
Probably. She comes from, I guess, Texas wants to be near the top in terms of what it donates to world of oil, and particularly the U.S. world of oil. You're listening, of course, to James Ridgway from Mother Jones Magazine. As he describes himself, he now will be investigating things in government, and he's reported to us and sharing a little bit of time right here in Hotel Vitale on 960 The Quake with Will Durst, encased in Los Angeles in a studio.
Ensconced.
No, you're encased. You're not ensconced.
Yes.
I was not mistaken in my pronunciation. There is a difference.
Well,
you
Mr.
will not be allowed to leave.
Oh, damn. Mr. Ridgway is not only an award-winning investigative journalist of over 30 years, he's also a director. He directed a couple of movies, haven't you?
Yeah, I made with two other people, Kevin Rafferty and Ann Boland. We made this movie about the far right wing, you know, the Klan and all these militia, violent militia groups, the Order and so on. In the 1980s, we were invited in and we spent a couple of weekends with them, with the top command of the underground.
Well, back up for a second. They invited you in?
Yeah, and the guy who actually worked, the guy who actually helped negotiate this whole thing and helped us do this was Michael Moore. It was his first shot.
Uh-huh. I've heard of it. Being, you know, embedded, but this is a little bit off the scale.
No,
they wanted to be exposed.
They wanted to they thought it would be good to publicize themselves. The guy who ran it, a guy named Bob Miles. He's dead now, but he was a former businessman in Detroit, a former finance chairman of the Republican Party in Detroit, in Michigan, I think, and the grand dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, and he was key in the George Wallace campaigns. So we got, you know, he was on, he's been on radio, you know, he was a public figure. So he thought it would be great. He had us in. He thought just about everybody that was with us was an FBI agent, but they didn't mind.
They knew that there were FBI agents?
Yeah, he knew that he was able to greet every, he had a cross burning, and he knew everybody at the cross burning. He would say, okay, he's from the Flint police. He's from the Michigan State Police. That guy's FBI. That guy's ATF. He knew everybody there, and he'd greet them all, and then he'd throw them out.
Wow. And did he think that he was going to get people to come to his way of thinking just by publicizing his thoughts and his opinions? Did he realize that the more light you shine on a cockroach, the more disgusted people get?
No. He thought his idea was to sort of convert the perception of the Klan into sort of a neighborhood watch. And as he put it to me, he said.
In my neighborhood.
And as he put it to me, he said, well, a woman has trouble with her husband. She calls us up, and we go down and whip him.
Wow.
Well, what happens if a man has trouble with his wife? He didn't have an answer for that, I take it.
No, I think that she would go to church maybe. So.
And you also, there's the documentary called Feed, where you would take the raw footage over the satellite when people don't realize they're on the air.
That's right. We did that in the campaign, the presidential primary in New Hampshire when Bill Clinton ran.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. Were you a part of that campaign?
No, I went there with my partner Kevin Rafferty, and we just made a film. We shot a lot of stuff when Clinton was having his early problems with women, and they kept trying to get the magazine, the Star and the National Enquirer.
That was a Jennifer Flowers thing.
Yeah, off the newsstands before he or his wife would arrive, so it wouldn't be embarrassing. And so they were running around throwing these magazines into trash cans. It was like
his staffers were doing that?
Yeah, the campaign people.
That was during that was right before the 60 Minutes. No, the 60 Minutes things came right on the weekend before the New Hampshire primary, I believe.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it was all sort of out there.
You know, Mr. Ridgway, you would not know this because you're not a San Franciscan, but a police chief got sacked for removing alternative newspapers from the stand with his photograph on them. Yeah, they had his photograph dressed in drag. On the front of the cover of the paper,
Richard Mengistu.
And I would think that it would have been a plus, but in his case, bad legs. And he had the papers removed.
Well, now he was a famous sheriff, wasn't he?
He was. He was a sheriff that went to jail for refusing to evict some elderly people in an international hotel dispute over in the North Beach area. He was a person who advocated. The legalization of marijuana in particular. He refused on many occasions to carry out the usual rules that sheriffs carried out. Got himself incarcerated, went to jail, and all those kinds of things. Got elected to the Board of Supervisors, then got elected assessor, and then got appointed police chief, and then got fired as police chief several days later when he took the newspapers and put them in somebody's warehouse or somebody's garage, and he used the cops to pick up all the newspapers. So it's not unprecedented that people see things in print they don't like and they confiscate the papers. But I'm surprised that this is the first time I've heard that Clinton's people did that.
Well,
that's
outrageous. They were just kind of going along in front of the cameras, pushing, like the National Enquirer. They would push it under, some anemic. Local paper or something.
So to make sure it wasn't seen.
Yeah, make sure it wasn't seen. And they would shut down the questioning, when it got a little
tough. We're speaking with the new Mother Jones Investigative Bureau Chief, Mr. James Ridgway, formerly of the Village Voice. He's written 20 books. He's here with us on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 AM The Quake.
And can you stick around for just a couple
more
minutes?
Sure, if you want, yeah.
Because we want to talk a little bit more about what goes on in the world of Washington, D.C. You're going to spend more of your time in D.C. than out here, right?
Yes, I live in D.C. and have for a long time. I've lived in D.C. since Jack Kennedy.
And you said that when you did stories on immigration, I assume your stories preceded the current drag on immigration that's going on back then in Washington.
Well, yeah, what I've done is I've done a lot of stuff on the far right, and I've done a lot of stuff in the militia movement. And some of this immigration, the Minutemen stuff, basically is an extension of the militia people. So it's a really interesting phenomenon, but it's much, much bigger than the militia movement. Much bigger, more powerful.
All right, I want to talk to you about immigration. Will wants to talk to you about immigration in just a few minutes.
Yes. And our
music says that Mr. Ridgway, that I must shut up. So on 960 The Quake, signal for Brown and Durst to be quiet.
James Ridgway is our guest. He's the new bureau chief for Mother Jones Investigative Bureau in Washington, D.C. 817, keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Golden Apple Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
And we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown, Will Durst, and our guest, James Ridgway. He's Mother Jones, D.C. Investigative Bureau Chief.
Before we go to Mr. Ridgway, identify that tune, Paul, that just...
Looking for a Leader, that's Neil Young.
All right.
His new album.
Because somebody told me on the streets the other day, we really ought to identify the song. Sometimes they don't register with the people as quickly as they do with an old lobster like you, who knows every recording that's ever made. I don't know any recordings, except those that say yes and no on some contribution that I've requested.
Could you speak into my lapel, please, Mr.
Yes.
Brown?
Yes, yes.
Those kind of recordings. Mr. Ridgway, when did the Mother Jones appoint you? When did you start working for them?
Well, actually, I start formally working for them in June 1st.
Okay, so now you're just wandering around on a little tour to publicize the fact?
Well, no, not exactly. I'm trying to figure out what to do.
In that, on that score, I want to go back to this immigration thing because it's becoming really fascinating for me to watch the politicians all falling over themselves. None of them seem to have a definitive answer, nor are they willing to bite the bullet on what ought to be the answer. What's your take on that?
Well, no, I totally agree with you. I mean, right after the election, they were on to gays. They were spending all their time, you know, trying to figure out how to make politics on gay people, marriages and so on. Now they've got the immigration thing, and they've hyped it all up, and so they're getting off on that. And, you know, it's the best thing that ever happened to Bush. I mean, because he gets him off the Iraq War, gets him off this hurricane stuff, which is a total disaster. And gets him off of getting ready for the next hurricane. So he's able to just talk on, and he actually looks, sometimes he looks like he's a, sort of has a positive, maybe even, well, I wouldn't say liberal, but you know, like a gentler attitude towards immigration than some of the hard-wing people.
Will Durst said on this program last week that he actually agreed with some of the things the president said.
No, yeah.
Am I misrepresenting you?
No, I guess you're right. I said I was surprised by the moderate view, the moderate stance he took in the speech to the nation. He kind of aligned himself with the Senate bill more than the House bill, and the House bill is a little draconian.
And you are of the opinion, just as Mr. Ridgway is, that he's seen to be softening his image as a result of that presentation, and his going down to the border and announcing that...
His Mr. Majestic tour, where he put on some khakis.
And if you're a National Guard guy, you're going to go down there for maybe 2 weeks. It's like bivouac or something.
Sure.
I mean, what kind of nonsense? And you can't shoot anybody. You must not, you must carry... Yeah, a pencil and a pen, and take notes.
No, it's going to be like Barney Fife. They're going to give you one bullet, and you have to put it in your shirt pocket.
Since you've written so much about immigration over the years, I assume, do you have a suggestion or recommendation on what should be the public policy for this nation on such a sensitive issue?
Well, yeah. First of all, I'm kind of a libertarian on immigration. I mean, open borders as far as like... Now, I know that sounds like a cheap answer, but what we ought to be...
No, that's the answer I've been given regularly. I'm about to applaud you.
But, I mean, what we ought to be doing is financing, you know, putting a lot of money into Mexico, developing the economy. What we're doing down there is stealing their energy supplies. We're trying to dump the liquefied natural gas stuff on them so that if a tanker blows up, it'll blow them up rather than put it in here, on the West Coast here, or mostly on the East Coast, of course. So, I mean, we ought to do something positive with Mexico and stop, look at this Haiti thing. We've never done anything for the Haitians. All we've done is drive them crazy, starve them to death, and make sure that they have no money whatsoever, time after time after time. And
Who else are going to sell the watches on the streets of New York?
Well...
Right, Will? Go ahead.
No, but I mean, these people are like, they're entrepreneurial, they're small business people. I mean, they're real, can make a tremendous contribution to society. And we, our attitude towards Haiti is to screw them. Straight up.
Do you live in Washington. Do you sense... we're here with James Ridgway. He's the new Mother Jones investigative reporter, bureau chief. Going to be headed out of D.C. and reporting for Mother Jones in some sort of capacity. And he's with us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 AM The Quake. Mr. Ridgway, has the mood in Washington churned because for so long... Bush could do whatever he wanted, and in his wake, whatever churn he made, he had such gravity that he would just pull the rest of Congress with him. Is he fighting for his credibility right now?
Oh, I don't think so. I think the right-wing Republicans who dominate Washington, who run the Congress, and, of course, Bush, have a steady course. You know, they have a steady program. They want to turn as much power. They want to get rid of the new, what's left of the New Deal, turn power back to the states where the state governments can do what they want. And they've done this. They've been on to this tack for, you know, 20 years at least, since Reagan came in, since the Reagan Revolution, the new right. So, no, I don't think that the Bush or the Republican right are in trouble at all. And
you don't see a congressional takeover by the Democrats in OSEC?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's always possible. But the Democrats' attitude towards all this is just passive. They just sort of sit there, and then some of them do Bush Light. You know, they'll come up with some kind of like a minor take on alternative to Bush. But there's very, very few Democrats who stand up and stand their ground, you know.
Hmm. Well, you're looking at one across the table from me.
I know, but he's an exception.
I'm the real wing of the Democratic Party. This morning, it was on our earlier, one of our correspondents out of Washington who's with us, Marian Akers, who does Heard It on the Hill for Roll Call magazine, said that Hillary Clinton is facing a real problem. There's going to be a judge who's up, who had been a part of Kenneth Starr's team of investigators after her husband on the impeachment angle. Now this person is being nominated and has been nominated and approved and is on the floor to be confirmed as an appellate court judge. And the issue is, how should Hillary vote? What would you do if you were sitting in Hillary's spot and somebody was up to be approved who had been after your husband?
I take a trip.
I love your candor. I love
absent.
It's going to be a refreshing opportunity to read Mother Jones with you providing the coverage, and particularly when you have the angles that I love for people to have. But I'm telling you, I would too. I'd go to Oxford to visit my daughter.
No, right. You know what I would do? I would do the same thing. Remember, Dukakis? Was it Dukakis who got stymied by the question, what if your wife were raped and, you know, you're against? Remember that?
The Willie Horton
deal. Question? Yeah.
Sure.
And remember how Cuomo answered that? Cuomo said, you wouldn't need a law because I would take out the man myself, but the law says I have to follow the law. But he showed such emotion. I mean, he showed like this reservoir of real human feeling, and it was such a great answer to the same question. And he had done it previously to Dukakis' failing at it. So if I were Hillary, boom, I'd vote against him. Boom, and you could just blame it on what he did to her family, what he was responsible for helping. And I think by showing that emotion, rather than being this cold, calculated machine that she's been portrayed in the press, I think this is a chance to humanize herself.
Mr. Ritchie, it appears as if we have about 1 minute left in this segment, and I'm curious, the remake of Al Gore. What's your take on it?
Well, I think it's actually pretty interesting, and I think that Al Gore is far from out. I think it's kind of remarkable that people actually, after all the stuff that was dumped on him during the election, that there are people kind of like are listening to him and paying attention to him, and not just because of this documentary film or his position on warming, but he made some. He made a speech, you know, about, he's made a speech about Iraq. I mean, really strong statements that are clear, simple, that you can follow. Whereas the rest of the Democrats, you know, say, yeah, well, we can't get out now, we've got to wait around a while, and blah, 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 blah. Gore is very straight about this stuff.
All right. That was James Ridgway for Mother Jones Magazine. We're going to be reading with regularity, and we're going to call upon you to share your views with the listeners to 960 The Quake. Right here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
And right now, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Good job, guys. Thank you. It's 8:30. Good morning. Cars First, brought to you by Wells Fargo. MacArthur Maze, heavy, but no problems on the East Shore Freeway approaching. At 580 and 880 look pretty good, too, coming up to the Maze, but the backup starts there. About 15 minutes from Maze to metering lights, which are on.
And we just heard a report from the bridge crew that there's some new potholes that have just like formed out of the clear blue sky, Haiti westbound. That's right before Treasure Island. It's in the far right lane, FYI. Car on the right shoulder now out of gas, 680 southbound at the 280 split in San Jose. Someday you'd like to make home improvements, renovations, or even send your kid to college. Today, you can get a home equity account from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Get started today at Wells Fargo. The next stage, real-time traffic information available 24/7 at our website, quakeradio.com. It's 8:31. Here's what's happening. 960 The Quake. A verdict has been reached in the trial of Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling. You may now begin taking bets on how many years in prison they'll be spending. The verdict in the fraud and conspiracy trial will be announced in about a half hour. This was the jury's sixth day of deliberations. Highway 140 east of Mariposa will open today. Limited capacity. Caltrans did some work real fast because of the big Memorial Day weekend crush to get to Yosemite. Parts of the highway have been closed since last month because of rock slides. If you're a solo driver and you commute to Marin or from Marin, you may have a cover charge to consider. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission today will consider funding a study to put a so-called hot lane on a stretch of 101 from Novato to Petaluma. The lane comes with a price, though, from $110 to almost $9, depending on what time of day you're driving. The money collected would pay for carpool and construction throughout the Bay Area. Does smoking pot give you lung cancer? UCLA scientist asks that question. They took a look at cigarette smokers and pot smokers and said that the results of their study, even though marijuana has more tar and more chemicals in its smoke than regular cigs do, there was no increased risk of lung cancer in the use of herb. Quake weather today. Windy. Nice and sunny, though. A little bit cooler, with highs around the bay in the 60s and 70s. I'm John Scott, keeping it real with Will and Willie, coming right up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrups all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
960 The Quake. Great progressive talk and your ticket to the best music ever made. Steely Dan. Steely Dan with special guest Michael McDonald at Shoreline, July 25th. Listen to call in and win your tickets all this week from 960 The Quake.
Your name is Big Brother. You say that you got me all in the mood. Down every day.
8:37, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. With Willie Brown and Will Durst, I'm Paul Wells, and Bob Summerbee, the Daily Howler from Washington, D.C., dailyhowler.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Welcome back on our D.C. Thursdays.
We're trying to keep it real back here.
is it hard keeping it real, the 202?
It's kind of hard with some of the things that are going on. I thought we'd start with the, you know, the whole thing with Congressman Jefferson, but it's kind of sad, but there's an edge of humor to it, so. The raid.
The raid in his congressional office, not the $90,000 in cash in his freezer.
Well, I'm intrigued by the $90,000 in cash, because by the way, I don't know what happened, and I don't always believe everything in the paper. This sounds pretty well founded, but I was intrigued by the fact that the congressman said basically he hasn't anything wrong, and he said there's two sides to every story. In fairness, in some cases, one side of the story is amazingly flimsy, but there's always another side. I was trying to think what the other side of the story is going to turn out to be here, and I've made a little list of possible. But, and again, I don't know. I don't like convicting people.
What have you come up with as his side of the story?
I came up with four possibilities, one of which I bet you guys have already gone over. Here's the first possibility. I was conducting my own investigation.
Sounds like app scam to me.
That one's been used before.
Yes.
Now here's a second possible story. I was sleepwalking when I froze all that money due to the Ambien my doctor prescribed.
I like that. That's a Kennedy.
Yes, we've heard of sleep driving and sleep drinking and
sleep freezing.
Yes, sleep freezing.
That could have happened. I'm not saying that couldn't. And here's another possible story. That wasn't me that you see on the tape. That's my twin brother who uses my freezer.
the evil twin theory.
The twin brother defense.
The evil twin.
And your lying eyes.
You would have to come up with a twin brother for that to make sense. And there may be a documentary problem there. And the fourth possible story, dude, I come from New Orleans.
Which part of Louisiana politics do you not understand?
More seriously, it's going to make it a little harder for Democrats to run on the culture of corruption thing. It's just a single case, but you know the problem with this case is it's so easy to picture. You know, the Abramoff stuff is much more far-reaching, but it's harder to explain what that's about, and this one is just sort of comical, and it's easy to draw a cartoon of. It's just gonna, it sticks in people, this sort of thing sticks in people's heads so much better.
Money in a freezer will do that.
Yeah, money in the freezer. You know, you can't, by the way, can I give a tip? You can't hide the evidence in the fridge or the freezer. That's the first place the cops go to, you know, to get a beer for the search. So they're going to find it right away.
And every bad guy really knows that.
Well, I don't know. God bless him. He says he's done nothing wrong, and I don't always believe what I read in the paper, so we'll see.
And Bob Sullivan right here on 960 The Quake with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Bob, let me ask you a question. Why do you think the FBI and the Justice Department have not indicted this guy? He's had two people plead guilty.
I know it.
I mean, two of them.
Sort of like what we talked about a few weeks ago with the Rove thing, and these things just take so long.
Yeah.
Because the, you know, allegedly the, you know, the 90 grand thing was last summer. So it's just, I don't know anything about the world of high investigations, but it just seems these, I don't know. I have no idea. It,
you know,
certainly takes a long time.
The House is talking about making a case against what was done by the Justice Department, and they want the items returned.
I know.
Now, when Nancy Pelosi approached William Jefferson and said resign from the Ways and Means Committee, he said, only if you amend your pleadings to include the return of my 90 grand.
Yeah, right. You leave to give him his money. I mean, it's sort of silly to see the two. I mean, the two parties insisting that the FBI give back all the stuff and never do this again. I mean, you can't help wondering. There are so many. It looks so bad for the Congress. It sort of goes back, takes you back to the banking scandals when everybody was, you know, just sort of making silly.
Right. Abscam, right?
Looking back. But, I mean, it's sort of, you can't help but wondering. There are so many criminal investigations going on right now in the Abramoff matters and related matters that do involve members of Congress. You can't help wondering if they're thinking, we don't want any more of these raids, and that's why they're sort of yelling. I mean, it's horrible to think that. It's very unflattering to think that. But it's hard not to think that when you see, I mean, is this the only thing the two parties have agreed on in the last decade? Please don't raid our offices.
Well, you notice that the only privacy, the only rights that they're claiming are for Congress. That when it comes to the public and the NSA, we don't need hearings on that. Congress.
I mean, look, people say there is a sort of a constitutional principle lurking here, and that may be true on some level. But it really, you know, it just looks stupid. It feels stupid. What if you get 90 grand and your freezer's in your office, you can keep it there forever? I mean, is that the rule? Just put it in your fridge in the office, not at your house.
I want in.
You know, it's funny, like Jefferson. I don't know if you remember back in the in Katrina, some people were kind of crabbing at him because he had sort of commandeered a Homeland Security boat or something and went back, took it back to his house for some reason that he never explained, and I guess he was picturing, you know, I don't want the pot roast thawing all over the 90 grand. I mean, he should have had it in the office.
Well, at that time, you know, the issue was whether or not it was 400 grand, because they're two different sets of money. The FBI informant allegedly provided 100 grand, 90 of which ended up in his facility in Washington, D.C.
Allegedly.
Yes. And then the 400 grand that his other aide talked about,
right,
was apparently, allegedly, in his refrigerator in New Orleans.
And there were six big pot roasts that could have ruined the whole thing.
No question.
I sense a pattern. I wonder if this guy has a vacation home somewhere.
Yes. It's in New Orleans.
Yeah. So, you know, It's sad, but that's the one that's going to stick in people's minds.
What about Hillary? I mean, this whole Al Gore thing, the resuscitation, seems to be, people are delighting in the fact that it might step in the way of Hillary's possible 2008 anointing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of liberals are very opposed to the idea of Hillary being the nominee. I don't really feel that way about her on the issues. I do feel that way because of what started happening in the New York Times yesterday. Namely, the big front page article in the New York Times where they interviewed 50 people trying to figure out what the Clinton sex life is like today. I mean, it really, you know, if Senator Clinton runs for the White House and becomes, she'll be the instant front runner. I just can't face the thought of all the, I'm not deeply troubled by her policy views, I'm appalled at the thought of how we're going to have to go through all this. And this morning in the Washington Post, David Broder, now, you know, many of your listeners don't read David Broder because they have good sense, but he is the dean of Washington Pundits, and he's very influential, and he has one of the most snide mentions of this New York Times article. There was a woman politician, a Canadian woman politician, mentioned in passing in the New York Times article yesterday, with this, and there have been tabloid suggestions that Bill Clinton is maybe spending a little too much time around this person. And Broder basically just suggests this morning we should go back to whispering and gossiping about this. It's just appalling, and they're not going to stop this. It's all they care about. Broder, Hillary Clinton gave a lengthy and important speech this week about energy policy, and David Broder and Maury Dowd were there. Both of their columns in the last 2 days were about how unbelievably boring it was to have to sit through. They hate speeches about things that matter, and they want to gossip about sex. And that is the culture of the insider pundit corps here. It's never going away until a younger generation replaces them. And I just think the message is there in Broder's column this morning. We're going to talk about sex if Mrs. Clinton runs for office. And that's why I can't face it. I'm not really appalled by her policy views, but this is what's going to happen. And if Gore runs, we're going to talk about earth tones for 2 more years. Because that's all they care about.
That's Bob Sullivan. He's always with us in our D.C. Thursdays, as we call them, and he brings a chuckle and a smile to almost everybody's eyes and ears. An old roommate of Al Gore's.
Yes, sir.
I think the New York Times tragically resurrected all of that with the amount of space and ink they gave yesterday to a nothing story.
Yeah, it was a very... They had interviewed, I think they said, 50 people, friends of the Clintons, asking them how much time they spend together. You know, and, you know, it's... Oh, I mean, it's a very strange thing to be talking about. And I think what it says is this is not going to go away. And, you know, it's... well, it's... They're not going anywhere. And,
these are 62-year-old people, though. I don't think America wants to imagine them having sex.
Yeah. I don't.
Well,
think,
just
don't
back up, Will.
Well,
back
no,
up.
No,
I mean, resent that.
Okay. But don't you get a pass on that, on people imagining you naked after you hit 55 or something?
I would certainly hope not.
Bob Summerby from DailyHowler.com, thank you for joining us again on D.C. Thursday.
Hey, buddy, we'll talk to you next week.
I'm 31 years old myself.
Yeah, right, there you go. I'm 39.
Yeah, base 6.
Our next segment, it's time for WWWD, What Would Willie Do? Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org. Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry, and as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
WWWD, What Would Willie Do on 960 The Quake? We ask a question of the mayor right out of today's news. Willie Brown, the Senate is set to vote on its version of the immigration bill. What would Willie do?
I would vote no on that immigration bill. I would vote no on that bill simply because it's not the right measure. When you think in terms of all of how they've crafted together the business of two tiers, that is, if you've been there for 2 years or you've been there for 5 years or you haven't been there for more than 5 minutes, you got to go outside the country, come back in, get back in line. If you've been here for more than 5 years, you do some other things. You got to pay a $3,500 fine or something of that nature. You got to prove that you can speak English. You got to go through a whole series of things. I think all of that is nothing, Paul. And I in particular think the whole business of 375 miles of fence, triple-decked fence, 500 miles of auto blocking, as well as X number of new people put on for border guard purposes. I think all of that is just playing, frankly, with the same old system that has been proven to be unworkable. And then this so-called path to citizenship and the increased guest workers program and the increased number of people who get those preference cards because they are highly skilled. All of that is so complicated, Paul, that I would vote no on that measure. I think Senator Boxer is absolutely correct. I think that we need to frankly back off altogether. We need to talk about border security, but it ought to be for the purpose of facilitating people's entry into this country rather than trying to keep them out of this country. And I would vote for such a measure of that nature. I would be adamantly opposed to everything the House has done on this issue. And I would also operate on the theory that this is just the opening shot. We're better off if an immigration policy is fashioned when Democrats have some power. Democrats are currently without power. the whole policy is being fashioned around Republican objectives, around Republican philosophy, and around Republican political convenience. I think it's bad for Democrats to buy into that, and I would be one of the strident voices urging us not to proceed in that direction.
Wow. That's what would Willie do on 960 The Quake today?
You'd punt.
What?
You'd punt.
Well, that's not, no, that's kickoff. I'd call the game. Yeah. I'd call the game and said, hold out. Let's wait for, you know, let's call because of darkness. And as soon as some light shows up, hopefully this November, we will then be able to continue the playing of this game because it will then be played with a new referee, with a new coach, with a new quarterback, and possibly an entire new team. And I guarantee you, you would get a policy more favorable to the humane considerations in the immigration policy. That's what I would do.
I wonder if the Democrats would be able to get away with that.
But it's not a matter of getting away with it, Will. It's a matter of finally standing for something.
Well,
this phony proposal that's out there. And I, one more person tells me.
Didn't Detters Hastert say that he needs a majority of the majority, and he's not going to get it? Not by this weekend, not by Saturday.
He said there will be no bill moved out of the House without a majority of the Republican caucus supporting and favoring it. And I'm telling you that if you are a Democrat, you should not even bother with participating from a positive standpoint in what's going on currently, because it's all shaped by the people who are in power. They can block you at any moment for any proposal you may have. So why would you bother under these circumstances to do anything except oppose, oppose, oppose? Because after all, if you're in charge next November, come December or January, you can start from a power position shaping the policy on immigration in this nation that allows for this nation of immigrants to continue to roll out the welcome mat to those who are not here. Now, I know my recommendations and my comments goes against the conventional political current wisdom, because you hear everybody talking about path to citizenship, secure the borders, provide
citizenship.
Offer guest worker applications, the ability to come here, but then you got to leave after you've learned to work, learned to earn money, and go back to a place where you could not work, where you could not earn any money, and where your family starved. That's crazy.
Welcome to our country, Mr. Guest Worker. Now, please, go back into the kitchen.
We're going to take a look at the news of the world and keep it going with our next guest, Tim Redman from the Bay Guardian, will be joining us. And we might have the Enron verdict coming in any moment. We'll keep you posted here, keeping it real, on 960 The Quake.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new